in the direction of public spaces. I spent last summer rolling boulders and shattering rocks. As a volunteer for the Adirondack Mountain Club Trail Crew, I learned the value of public spaces. Our 8-person crew repaired a 15-meter section of trail on Mount Joe in under a week. We cleared roots, laid rocks, and spread gravel over the trail to prevent erosion. All different types of people walked by us in that 4-day stretch, and each expressed appreciation for our work. Some smiled while others told us how much the hiking trails meant to them. America should focus on expanding and improving public spaces because they foster interaction and improve quality of life for all. I ran on various paths and sidewalks last year. At one point, a man approached me and introduced himself as my neighbor's friend. When we spoke, he mentioned that he regularly saw me running around the block. I encountered this man multiple times in the next month, and every time he complimented me on my dedication. Though I may never see him again, his friendliness will stay with me. Ever since, I have pondered the impact of interacting with strangers who walk the same sidewalks as me, run the same paths as me, and hike the same trails as me. Public spaces are valuable because they build connections piece by piece. Whether the people with whom I interact are similar or different from me, we utilize public spaces for similar purposes. Whether or not we're aware of it, the people we meet in public influence our thoughts and ideas. Human interaction is the key force in overcoming resistance and speeding change, said author Atul Gawande. A 5-minute conversation opens our mind to others' way of living and thinking, giving us perspective into their world. A stronger community begins with stronger connections between each of its members. Expanding the emphasis on public spaces in America stresses the importance of interaction among people of all backgrounds. When I first traveled to the Grand Canyon, I stepped out of our RV and my mouth dropped. The 1,904 square miles of layered rocks in a mile-deep canyon astonished me and the thousands of people around me. On the same road trip, I traveled to Arches, Zion, and Bryce, where my reaction stayed the same. Public spaces allow people to access natural beauty, which improves our mood and happiness by reducing stress and frustration. Nature forces us to look beyond ourselves and see the bigger world. In public, we emerge from our secluded life and intermingle with others. We learn to share this world's beauty with everyone else. Public spaces extend our appreciation for the people and the natural beauty surrounding us. In 1901, Theodore Roosevelt built the foundation of public spaces for America. He established 5 national parks while preserving forests and bird reserves. He knew giving everyone access to these spaces was a step in the right direction for America. The 9 million people who live in New York City rely on its walkability. The public sidewalks, parks, and bike paths reduce congestion and improve the traffic flow on roads. Central Park provides a refreshing taste of nature in the city while giving people a space to exercise. Mayor Enrique Peñalosa once said, "Great public space is like magic. It's almost happiness itself." We must continue to innovate in this area and reimagine the spaces we all enjoy. Our country is defined by our public spaces. They improve our well-being and encourage interaction. In the direction of public spaces, that's where America must go next.